This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with George Brown. George, how are you?
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. George, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Henrik, I'm a member of our publishing technologies team with the editorial product development group for Highlights for Children. That team includes our pre-media production, our archiving, our rights management, and our asset management. We're currently in the middle of two implementations at one time. We're doing a new DAM, an upgrade, as well as implementing an editorial publishing system to help track our workflow as we're building these magazines and books and various other digital products. So in my normal day job, I manage our asset services team, which is, there's four of us. There's a rights management administrator, our archivist, and a content management specialist. So our archivist is working with the pre-media team in advance of a product to set up folder structures and file naming conventions. And then that way the files are put into the right setup so that when it is time to archive them, we have them ready to go in the right condition that we need them for archive and reuse. Our rights management administrator is tracking all of the rights for content that we're acquiring, as well as content that we are licensing out to various partners. And anytime we reuse content, she helps us check those rights. Our content management specialist is really working within the DAM and right now a couple of other databases to help our internal users here in the editorial group, as well as our business team in our Columbus, Ohio offices, and then our various international and domestic licensing partners. Anytime there's a request to reuse content comes through our group, and our content management specialist pulls those assets together for that request. Now, we archive everything in a nice orderly fashion, but reuse is not always nice and orderly. They may need a couple of pages from this book and a couple of pages from this magazine and maybe a few puzzles from some other place. So our content management specialist is working with these people within the DAM, pulling those assets out and actually putting them together for new use purposes. And so he does a variety of packaging and repackaging to give the right assets in the right format to what we call our customers, whether internal or external. Now, the other part of my job right now is on the DAM implementation, and I've been working with our vendor to look at our assets and the metadata we have and figure out how we're getting the assets ingested and then the metadata from another system attached to the appropriate assets. We've really been fortunate with our DAM implementation in that our director of publishing technologies, who is my boss, has a wide experience in the DAM space, and he's done a number of DAM implementations through a few different organizations. So he's able to bring to our organization this deep understanding of what it means to go through a DAM implementation, starting with the requirements gathering, then on to the vendor selection, the contract negotiation, and now here we are in the heart of the implementation phase. And having Joe, who understands all of these pieces, is really helping us as an organization hit the ground running with our DAM implementation.
And how does a publisher of children's magazines, stories, and activity books use digital asset management?
You know, it's interesting. We're a 65-year-old company, and a lot of us remember us as a magazine company. Oh, I remember Highlights from when I was a kid. We've always collected and looked at the importance of asset management before they were digital assets. And so it used to be up in our attic, and now we've sent these off to various storage places, but we've always collected kind of our backup and our archival materials and photos and our art. And as time progresses, we went from film to digital in the late 90s. We've expanded our business to be more than a magazine with books and activities and partners that are doing different licensing and international partners. we've had more and more need to get back into that archive to find our content and reuse it. We use, I would say, first off, our digital asset management is for accessing the archive and gaining those assets that we need for reuse. Also for research purposes, our editorial group is very thoughtful about the content they make, and they're often looking back at what we've done in the past to help them think about what they may like to make going forward. We also use our asset management in the kind of the current production process for storing our unpublished assets and being able to search and find those assets quickly. So we've been doing this with a FileMaker database and a lightweight DAM, and it's kind of like you have to go to our FileMaker database to find kind of the metadata, the record information, and then match that up with a picture of it from the lightweight DAM. And so our new DAM implementation with the Intermedia software is going to bring those two pieces together. So it should be one environment for our users to be able to search and find what they're looking for.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
You know, it's fascinating, Henrik. I love the DAM field. I fell into it accidentally. People I've met at various trade shows seem to have come about it the same way. I was working on a project to create a summer magazine of activities and stories and puzzles about some fun summer activities for kids. And my colleague and I, as we were working on this, were flipping through printed back issues of the magazine and started thinking about, isn't there a better way to find this stuff? Imagine if we could just do like Google and search terms related to summer to find this content. And that was really what got me started into the DAM space. The more I get into it, the more excited I get about how DAM can be such a central piece to the publishing process and the content creation. If we can help our end users, who are varied, they can be in the editorial group, in the marketing group, they can be our licensing partners, they can be a whole variety of different customers. If we can help them find our content, they can think of more and better ways to build products that are meaningful to children, which helps fulfill our mission, as well as helps us continue to grow as a media brand.
Well, it's a very exciting field indeed. Thank you so much, George.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.